Mr. President, South Africa aligns itself with a statement delivered by Algeria on behalf of the Group of 21. South Africa is concerned by widening implementation gap between disarmament and non-proliferation obligations, whilst significant progress has been made in meeting the nuclear non-proliferation obligations of the treaty, particularly by those without arms. The nuclear disarmament pillar, as enshrined in Article 6, and reaffirmed by the subsequent unequivocal undertaking made by the nuclear weapon states to accomplish the total elimination of the nuclear weapons arsenals, has yet to be realized. Then again, we are witnessing new challenges to non-proliferation through new forms of proliferation by nuclear weapon states and states under extended nuclear security guarantees. We believe that the nuclear disarmament and nuclear non-proliferation are mutually reinforcing processes, and therefore, progress in both elements is essential to realize the object and purpose of the NPT. Mr. President, the last few years have been characterized by attempts by some states to negate and reinterpret the nuclear disarmament commitments. Together with modernization programs and deterrence arguments, this has not only continued to polarize the nuclear non-proliferation regime, but undermines the NPT. Recent nuclear policy reviews, which place greater emphasis on nuclear weapons and increases the role of nuclear weapons in security doctrines, coupled with the current modernization programs undertaken by nuclear weapon states and development of ever more sophisticated delivery systems and introducing the threat of a new nuclear arms race. A further hardening of stances by some states on the benefit of nuclear deterrence complicates the implementation of Article 6 that can undermine its implementation. Here, I would like to emphasize the issue of hypocrisy, whereby the security of some comes at the risk of the security of all humanity. Furthermore, it would be valuable to make the point that giving credence to the nuclear deterrence doctrine and the value of nuclear weapons for security is an argument in favor of proliferation of nuclear weapons. Therefore, conditionalities and strategic nuclear deterrence doctrines not only prevents the fulfillment of nuclear disarmament commitments, but also undermines non-proliferation objectives, and thus the NPT itself. In the same vein, deterrence policies heighten risks and are an argument for proliferation, if seen as imperative to the defense doctrines of states. Thus, the risk reduction efforts being proposed while maintaining the value of deterrence are contrary and of no value or contribution towards nuclear disarmament. Mr. President, in South Africa's view, the existence of nuclear weapons poses a serious threat to humanity. The only way to eliminate the threat posed by nuclear weapons is to completely eliminate all weapons as envisaged by the NPT's grand bargain. South Africa also believes that the establishment of nuclear weapons-free zones constitutes an important disarmament and non-proliferation measure. South Africa supports the establishment of new zones, especially in regions of tensions, including in the Middle East, but also other regions such as Europe. For South Africa, it is important that we recall the outcomes of Oslo, Nayarit, and the two Vienna International Conferences on Humanitarian Impact of Nuclear Weapons. It is inconceivable that the use of nuclear weapons could ever, under any circumstances, be consistent with international law, particularly international humanitarian law. Consequently, in view of the humanitarian consequences of any use of nuclear weapons, it must be emphasized that there can be no situation that would make it reasonable to use nuclear weapons, even for self-defense, as claimed by some states. Mr. President, my delegation would like to reiterate its deep concern about continuing stalemate in the Conference on Disarmament that undermines its credibility and raises questions about its continued relevance. We remain committed to the soonest resumption of substantive work, including through the establishment of subsidiary bodies that would deal with nuclear disarmament and commence negotiations on fissile material treaty that would serve both disarmament and non-proliferation objective as agreed to in the 2010 action plan. In conclusion, Mr. President, we dare not become complacent about the threat posed by nuclear weapons and the lack of full implementation of the disarmament obligations flowing from Article 6. Measurable progress, in particular on nuclear disarmament, must therefore remain our goal and a major deterrent in achieving and in sustaining international peace and security. I thank you.